Hey A1 fans, Andy here. We're going to Cisco Live and we can't wait to see you there. If we see you wearing an A1 or Cables to Cloud shirt at Cisco Live, we'll enter you in our giveaway that includes a bunch of cool prizes like an A1 branded Yeti cup and an OCG of your choice from our friends at Cisco Press. Don't have a shirt? No problem. Head to the link in our bio and grab yours today. See you soon.
This is the Art of Network Engineering podcast. In this podcast, we'll explore tools, technologies, and talented people. We aim to bring you information that will expand your skill sets and toolbox and share the stories of fellow network engineers.
Welcome to the Art of Network Engineering. I am AJ Murray at No Blinky Blinky. This is our first recorded episode for 2022, and I am super excited to be joined by Lexi, special guest co-host with us today. Hi, Lexi. How you doing? At Track at Pacer. She's at Track at Pacer on Twitter.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. Yeah. And of course, Tim Bertino at Tim Bertino on the Twitters. Tim, how you doing?
Hey, AJ. I still trying to figure out 2022. That might be timely for the topic we're going to talk about tonight. But anyway, yeah, very excited to have Lexi back. She led the Women in Tech episode, and it was just excellent. I mean, you handled the flow of that great. Aww. Like you've been doing this for a long time.
Thank
so
you.
It's great to have you back, and hopefully this can be a regular thing.
Absolutely.
Here and there. So
thank you.
How about you, AJ? What's up?
You know, I just want to say, since this episode will be following the all-ladies panel that we released last week, that I'll be completely transparent with our audience that this will definitely be a regular thing going forward. We want to definitely bring in as many different guests as possible and, you know, respectfully share the experience of everybody, right? Like, there's so many different people working in this industry. We want to pull them in and have them all be part of the conversation. So if you're a listener of the show and you can't appreciate that, then you can find another podcast to listen to. And that's all I really have to say about that.
Wait, I mean, you're going to eventually get tired of listening to me the entire time. So you
need a little variety in there.
It's only so much soapbox to go around. I mean, we got to bring in some new perspectives.
I know. Yep. Andy's usually on the soapbox, so we have to give fair time to everybody else.
that's a fact.
Oh man!
But to echo what Tim said, Lexi, you really did a fantastic job. I mean that, like, I thought like you were like a regular podcast host. You know, like you were doing just such a great job handling the conversation, and you could tell like if the conversation was starting to slow down, you were right there with like the next question or ready to move on to the next thing, and you're just an absolute natural. It's fantastic.
That makes me feel so good. Thank you.
I want to add on to that too, because Lexi, AJ has been, you know, every now and again trying to, I don't want to say push off, it's making AJ sound bad, but he has been asking if some of the rest of us want to host the shows from time to time. And we've always been kind of like, nah, man, you're good. Keep going.
So. It's a tough job. But
buckle up, Lexi, you're up.
It's a tough job. It was not tough for me. It didn't feel tough. You know, I was a little nervous, but, you know, Yvonne and Micheline were wonderful to chat with, and they have just so much experience. And there was so much humor and warmth in that episode, even when talking about, you know, some not so pleasant things. They made it really easy to have a conversation about it. So thank you very much. But they also did a wonderful job. I think they were
absolutely.
They
made it was an excellent dynamic. It really was.
Yeah, I had a good time with them. Yeah. But
I got to tell you that was such a great episode. You guys got so authentic with us. And, you know, as somebody that was watching in the audience, I just did this like internal, like, oh my God, like, have I done anything to a past or present like female coworker? You know, I was just doing this like self inventory. And then not only that, like looking ahead, like, okay, what can I do differently to make sure that, you know.
Yeah, that's wonderful to hear. You know, we didn't do it obviously to like scare everyone and to like,
oh, no,
you
know, of course not.
You have you have sinned. You know, like, we didn't want to do that. But at the same time, you know, self-reflection is great. It's, but like, not just when we're talking about diversity in tech, but there's a lot of different topics, you know, that,
sure,
that just in the world, right? Where like, self-reflection is a healthy thing to do in life in general. You know, every once in a while, like, am I doing okay? How's my mental health? Have I bullied anyone today? You know, like, just think about, you know, whatever's relevant, maybe in the moment, but self-reflection is a great thing. And while we were, you know, doing the recording during the live, like, you know, stream of it, the chat was like alive and lots of people were talking. Yeah. It was such a great conversation. We had a lot of men who were saying like, I want to make sure, you know, a lot of fathers who are like, I want to make sure I raise my kids the right way. And like, what can I do? We had a lot of people asking, and still a lot of people are asking, like in the Discord server and on Twitter. One of the things that we had recommended in that episode as like a thing you can do if you want to, if you're up for it, to help, is mentor a woman at work, right? Offer to mentor her. Or offer to teach her some technology or whatever, you know? And so we're getting a lot of questions about that too. It's like, how can I do that without like pushing, you know, too hard, or like how, or like coming off as creepy, because, right, you know, we,
exactly,
don't make it weird was the yeah, takeaway from that episode.
Number one rule.
Right. So, you know, it's been a great conversation, that we're having off, you know, away from the podcast, but still very much having to do with what we talked about. And so I, you know, I very much appreciated that everybody's talking about self-reflection, wanting to know, you know, what can I do? I don't want to, you know, come off as weird. How can I help without doing that? And there's a lot of answers. You can do a lot of things without being weird. The key is like, offer, don't push. And don't take things personally if, you know, somebody you offer mentorship to or whatever doesn't want it. Just keep going and do your best. You know, you don't have to always be in the trenches with it. But yeah, it's been great to see the feedback from that episode.
Yeah, and one of the other things that kind of jumped out from everything that's gone on lately on Twitter is that I'm seeing a lot more women in tech and in network engineering specifically showing up in my Twitter feed. So I don't know, like, if that's a bias that Twitter has or something like that. Like, clearly they're out there, and I don't know why I wasn't exposed to them before, but I am now. And I'm thankful that I am now, because I'm following a lot more women network engineers on Twitter. I'm hearing the value that they have to add. And I've started following one recently that she's been creating Harry Potter network engineer themed memes, and I absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think I've only seen one. If there are more, I'm going to go search for it.
There was another one this morning with the Weasley twins. It was great.
Yes.
It was
all great. Right. I'm going to have to go take a look at it. I love it. Anything funny, so, anything to memeify networking is fantastic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that sound means it's time for some wins. Winning in our Discord channel this week is Stubborn Packets. They accepted a new position as an IT manager in their organization. Congratulations. Jared CL passed the AWS CCP. Congratulations, Jared. And joining us as new Patreons this week is Max Horizon and Stubborn Packets. Thank you so much for your support of what we do here at the Art of Network Engineering. If you have some time, we'd like you to take our 2022 listener survey. This survey helps us learn just a little bit more about our listeners, as well as what you're working on, how you found us, how often you listen to our podcast. All that information really helps us work with potential future advertisers, and it helps us, you know, pay the bills and support what we do here. So any time that you can take to do that should just take a few minutes. We really, really appreciate that. You can find links to the survey, as well as all of our socials, the Patreon, and of course to join the Discord, right at the bottom of every episode show notes. So just go back to your podcatcher, open up this episode, and scroll all the way down to the bottom of the show notes, and you'll see all the links right there. You can just tap and go right from there. We really appreciate your support of everything we do here at the Art of Network Engineering podcast. Now back to the show. Awesome. Well, in the same vein as doing the self-reflection, I think in this episode, we wanted to take some time to discuss what the future holds for us as far as our goals and you know, the kind of self-reflection that we all kind of take the time to do around the holidays and the new year. And you know, I know not a lot of people are about like setting goals just because it's a new calendar year, but I think it's that time most of us, I think, get time off from work in between the holidays. And so what better opportunity while you're not, you know, hustling to actually take the time to breathe and examine the goals, right? So, Tim, if you could kick it off for us, I know you're working on a couple of different things for your goals this new year, just in past discussions. So what do you have on the mind?
So I kind of want to start it off with it's two main different things. So I see goals and then I see things that I want to do. And the reason I create the distinction there is I feel like a goal should be something that's measurable, so that there has to be something finite at the end of it. Now, I could be wrong. That's just kind of how I think about it, is that there has to be some end to it, something that shows that, yes, I achieved this. So from a goal perspective, I want to finish up my CCMP this year. This is something that I have wanted for quite a while now. Was able to finish up Encore last year, so I'm going for Enterprise. I'm doing the Enterprise design, the end salad, I think everybody calls it.
Salad.
So and I'm also usually not terribly strict with like timelines of you have to have this done by this date in the year. Like for the Enterprise core exam at the beginning of last year, I just said, I want to have it done by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what I'm saying. Like, I really want it done by the end of the year, but realistically, I'd like to have it done in the first half of this year. So working toward that. I also, one of the things I'm going to do as part of that is blog more about things that I'm covering. So I'll kind of, it's not on the same level of what Lexi does with her live streams, but as I go through stuff, I want to write blogs to kind of help solidify knowledge of things and release those on my site more often. And then to go to the second main goal of, I want to at least become a finalist next year in the Cisco IT Blog Awards. Mm. So I really want to work on my writing this year. And so I'll tie the two together and get two birds stoned at once, or however that goes.
That's great.
Those are the main goals. I think it'd be easy to just throw 100 things on there, but I know myself and I'll just get, you know, discouraged and down. So I'm trying to get better at being realistic. I mean, I know how I operate. I know how I spend my time. Not always the best, but at least I'm aware of that. And then on the things that I want to do, we have had multiple conversations, and now AJ and Dan have been volunteering with ITDRC, the IT-based disaster recovery group. I've started my process of becoming a volunteer. I've got some more training that I want to do, but I want to become training ready so that I can do deployments, help out, that kind of thing when things come up. So that's a definite want to do. If I get the CCMP done the first half of the year, I kind of want to spend the second half and really start digging into Python. Mm-hmm. Abstraction, automation, that is something that is, I won't even call it weak. It's much more than weak in my book. So it's something that I just kind of want to get exposure to. And there's a lot of folks in our community. I'll call out Eric Cho, who has been really instrumental in offering time. John Capobianco as well.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I think the resources there are endless. I call that a want to do because I can't really measure success there. I don't know how to do that. So, but that is something that I want to get into in the second part of the year. Also, meeting the rest of the team. As of right now, we're on track to have our meetup in Asheville in the spring. So hopefully get to see Dan and Andy for the first time, and anybody else that can make the trip. We're getting really excited for that. So that's my rapid fire, what I want to do in 2022. And also one last thing I want to say that I'm thinking, it probably should have been the first thing that I said, but I want to become more people conscious. I had kind of started doing a halfway decent job at just randomly checking in with people, seeing how they're doing, what's going on, just to make sure people are okay. Cause I think that's important now more than ever. But it's always important. And also, I mean, I've got the family at home that I can always put more energy and time into. The kids are all at an age where they, you know, they need that time with dad to do anything developmental, whether it's just helping them with school. You know, we're trying to get more into the STEM stuff here at home. So I always got to remember what's the most important thing, and it starts at home. So that's always something I can improve on.
That's so lovely. I love that. Be more people conscious.
That's a good one.
If you can give me tips on how to measure that, then I can call it a goal.
I think it's
and I'll,
okay.
I'll tell you how I did.
It's okay that you can't necessarily like quantitatively measure that. I think it's still something that, as long as you have it in the back of your mind as a goal, I think it's still something that you can achieve, you know, as long as it's more than last year, you know, it's up to you to measure it really. But yeah, that's great.
So Tim, I kind of want to go back through your goals a little bit, because you got a lot there. And I, you know, I'm curious for the end salad, you know, what resources or tools you're going to use to prepare for that. And then just how do you pick goals, right? Like there's so much available to us that is being thrown at us all the time, you know, either telling us things we should learn, stuff we got going on at work, stuff we have going on in our personal lives. So how do you land on those things that you set as goals? Or objectives.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely. So the CCMP is something that I've wanted for a while, and specifically enterprise. I've always been in the enterprise space. So, and honestly, and I always hate to describe it this way, but it's the truth, is that I've seen one of the big reasons that I want to get the CCMP, not only because of the knowledge that I get along the way and the things that I kind of solidify in my head, because that's a huge benefit. I don't believe you should get certifications just to have the paper. I think you need to get something more out of it than that. That being said, another main reason that I like going after certifications is I see them as, for lack of a better term, an insurance policy. So I've got myself and my family that, you know, we all need to take care of each other. If I happen to wake up one morning and I don't have the job anymore that I've had for the last X amount of years, I need to have in my toolbox everything possible that I can to get that next job as soon as possible. And I think certifications are a great way to do that. Again, I don't think that should be the main reason and the only reason that you do that, but Cisco being Cisco, I mean, it's a huge industry certification. It's just something that I think is great to have. So once I have that, I think I'm going to start branching out. The one thing, and I've reached out to her recently because she's the one that brought this up to me on her original episode, but Yvonne Sharp said that, you know, if you want to keep growing in your career, you're going to hit a point where you're probably either going to need to go deep or wide. So you're either going to need to pick something fairly narrow and become that expert in it, or you're going to want to go wide and start learning things that are adjacent to you, maybe things that aren't even adjacent to you, become more business conscious, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And with where I'm at in my career and the things that I'm excited about, I'm kind of trending toward the going wide. So I kind of like the enterprise scope and the design focus of the CCMP track that I'm on. And then once I'm done with that, I feel better about jumping into Python or jumping into something else because I'm not focusing narrow on one thing. So that's kind of why I picked CCMP and especially the enterprise track. As far as materials, I've kind of narrowed it down to three. So I'm doing the official cert guide for the exam. We have through my employer CBT Nuggets subscription. So I'm going to be going through that. And then AJ and others now have recommended there's a Pluralsight course for the enterprise design track. So I'm going to be using that as well. And kind of, I'm going to take the same or a similar path that I did with the enterprise core exam, is I'm going to do basically a high level topic at a time, and I'm going to hit it in each one of those formats. And then I'll move to the next one and do the Anki cards all along. So
is there a Pluralsight course for NRC? Do you know?
I believe there is.
I don't know for a fact. I think there's got to be
more resources. Okay, cool. Sorry.
So I get a free sub to Pluralsight through the VMware vExpert program. Pluralsight will give out free subscriptions, free personal subscriptions to like Microsoft VPs, I think they call them. And then there's like a couple of other vendor related programs like that out there that you can score a free license with. And I've carried this for a number of years. I used Pluralsight to prepare for my CCDA when I took that back in early 2019. And the same two instructors that taught that course also teach this NSALAD course on Pluralsight. And they do a fantastic job. And one of the things that I love about that is that they take a fictitious company and they, you know, it's a manufacturing company, it's got a campus, it's got, you know, a seven-story building, and here's how we're going to build, you know, the network using the three-layer design or three-tier design. And so it just, you know, they teach you something and then they implement it. And it just really connects the dots. Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
They do a great job with it. I can't speak to the CBT Nuggets content. I haven't watched it. I think at the time that I was studying for the NSALAD, CBT hadn't released their copy, their version yet. But the Pluralsight stuff and the book's great. That book is one of the most well-written OCGs that I've read from Cisco
Press. I'm really enjoying that.
Yeah.
And on the CBT side, there's three instructors. I can't remember off the top of my head who the third one is, but Jeff Kish and Knox are two of them. And Jeff is constantly in our Discord helping people out. So I'm really excited to, and I really liked all of his stuff for the Enterprise Core exam too. So looking forward to that.
Same. Yeah.
And just to highlight, both Manny and Adil said that, and we all should have known this, but Nick Russo obviously has tons of content for advanced routing and all that. So.
Awesome. Yeah, I think he's got DevNet content on there too, which is great if you're doing the DevNet track.
He has so much out there. I don't know. He might,
it's ridiculous.
Besides John, he might be the person that I feel like I personally see like putting out content the most all the time. Just content. It's great.
What's great about Nick Russo, right, is not only does he do this stuff for Pluralsight, like, you know, so it is a subscription. You do have to pay to see it. It's great content, definitely worth it. But Nick also posts a ton of stuff just out there. He's got tons of white papers and other things that he does that he posts on his blog. And it's great stuff. It's really great stuff.
Yeah. I like reading through it. I have not come close to being able to like look through everything that he's posted because it's just.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it is impressive how much, like how many white papers he puts out. Yeah, it's great. So I need to dig through some of his stuff a little bit more, I think.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Tim. Hey, A1 fans, AJ here for NetAlly. Never heard of NetAlly? Sure you have. They came from the same group of engineers that brought us network tools from Fluke Networks, NetScout, and now they're NetAlly. They know networking. I'm a network engineer for a partner, and when I go to customers and see they use NetAlly, I know it's going to be so much easier to troubleshoot issues we might run into. The name may have changed to NetAlly, but the way they build tools hasn't changed a bit. They ask, what would a network engineer want to help make their job faster and easier? And then they go build it, just like this Etherscope NXG. NetAlly is here to help. NetAlly, simplicity, visibility, collaboration. Visit NetAlly.com today. Now back to the show. Lexi, was scoring a new job a goal for you this past year?
Nope, but it happened anyway.
I love it.
Yeah, shoot. A couple of things happened last year that I did not plan on at all, but they were really wonderful, wonderful things. And scoring a new job, working on rockets was one of them for sure.
That's awesome. That is so cool.
So one of my goals for this year will be like to not embarrass myself too much at this job with a lot of really amazing, smart, passionate people. Yeah. Just trying to learn. I have a lot fewer quantitative goals this year. I'm the opposite, Tim. Like I don't, but this is just me. This is probably not the best way to go about it. But for me, if I have quantitative goals and I like have like a number or a date or something, I never get there. I'll get to a place, but I won't quite get there usually because I get really over ambitious. And then, you know, like you mentioned, it's kind of some disappointment there. So this year I'm like accepting that and being okay with that. And my goals are more like, don't embarrass yourself, but also ask a lot of questions. I, you know, in my live streams, I will just ask questions that may or may not be stupid questions. And I know there's like no stupid questions, but I can challenge that. and, but my goal is to like be okay with that. and not be too embarrassed to learn, because you know, over the last couple of years, as I've like grown a bit more in my technical knowledge and skills, you know, I've trained a few people at work, and I've noticed like the biggest inhibitor to learning is being embarrassed. And that's not just in tech, that's in literally everything, right? Like being embarrassed to ask questions, being embarrassed to say, I don't know. I feel like I'm actually fairly good at that, but in certain company, I'm very scared to say like, I don't know what that is. Can you please tell me what that acronym means? You know, like that kind of thing. And I'm, you know, I still feel very green in a lot of ways, and I've just transitioned, you know, I just sort of got familiar with more advanced routing principles and concepts. And now I'm moving into a field where it's like, you know, so what do solar flares do to stuff? And like, you know, advanced, you know, what does radiation do to a switch? I don't know. It does some stuff.
But hey, we're going to find out.
Yeah, I'm going to learn it. So it's, you know, it's, I'm back to being pretty green again. And that's like not a super comfortable place to be. So I want to work on like being okay not knowing, and like being okay asking questions and just learning, because the more I learn this year, that's a lot more than I will have known than I knew last year, right? So any learning for me this year is going to be a huge like achievement.
And I think that's a really interesting way to look at it, because you could come at that from another view, where you could say, hey, I don't know these things, but I'm going to ask and I'm going to try to find out with help on my own, that kind of thing. Or you could be comfortable with, I don't know, and I don't really care that I don't know, and I'm just going to kind of sit back mm-hmm. and hope nobody notices that I don't know. Those are two very different things. And I think you want to be the former rather than the latter, you know?
Yeah. Although I will say along those lines, like, realizing that you don't know something and it's okay because you don't actually need to know it like right away in moment, that is also okay, right? Like what part of like going into a new industry for me has been like, all right, I need to figure out what is immediately relevant to me, start there, learn that, and then branch out. But it's really difficult to do that sometimes when like, you know, I'm learning about like, you know, networking concepts, but then it's like, you know, what do solar flares do to a switch, or like, you know, radiation, what, you know, what's happening when, like, how much does a rocket vibrate? It vibrates a lot when it goes up into space, right? So it's like, you know, I want to learn all of that like physics stuff, but I have no physics background. And also right now in the moment, like I'm learning networking concepts and certain things. And like, I cannot get too distracted. I need to focus on like what's immediately relevant to me. So accepting that I don't know stuff and being okay with that and letting it be for a bit is also a skill I need to work on.
Okay. So I'm going to go back on what I just said, because I don't know, and we'll probably never know, any of the things that you're going to have to learn in the next year. And you know what? I am okay with that.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I mean, you got to focus on, it sort of reminds me of what you said, Yvonne said, like, you know, are you going deep? Are you going wide? You do have to kind of pick one. I mean, not kind of, you do have to pick one, because we're only human and we can only learn so much. And personally, my brain can only hold so much information. And so, you know, whatever's relevant to you in the moment, is probably the most important priority. But I'm coming at that from way, not an expert level. I'm coming at that from still like a very beginner learning mindset. So for people more experienced in the industry, people like y'all with a ton more like experience than me, it might be a different, like you might have a different need there. Like you do need to broaden all of that knowledge that you already have. And that's cool. For me though, I'm just, you know, I'm just trucking along. So I hope that answered any goal questions you had. It was very nebulous and vague.
your solar flare talk has the astro nerd in me going. So from a very young age, I got my amateur radio license, and solar flares have a significant impact on radio waves. And so I spent a very long time learning about all of that stuff. And the National Weather Service actually has a space weather webpage called SWPC, the Space Weather Prediction Center. So you can go to swpc.noaa.gov, and it will show you the space weather forecast. They have a constellation of satellites called Stereo that watch the sun from either side, and then another one that watches it straight on, like, you know, basically in front of Earth. And they take all sorts of cool pictures and videos of what the sun is up to when solar flares erupt and everything else. And
oh, yeah, this is cool.
Really, really cool stuff.
I just pulled it up. It looks pretty awesome.
Dang. I'll put a link in the show notes to anybody else.
Yeah, you know, along the solar, along the solar flare like topic. When I worked at my last place of employment, you know, it was just like we're working on the cloud and customers and stuff like that. Your normal thing, and people would occasionally like make jokes about like, why is the switch behaving the way it is? Well, it's solar flares. Ha 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 ha. You know, like it was just like it was just like a big joke to us. So that being my first job in, you know, with anything to do with networking, I just assumed that like solar flares don't actually do anything, and like it's just a joke, and like kind of saying like, you know, people will make up any kind of BS to like explain this product not doing what it's supposed to do. And then I went to Blue Origin, and they were like, yeah, solar flares do stuff. What are you talking about? So I have a lot to learn.
So to go forward with that, Lexi, on the learning front, in 2020, you were really heavy into Cisco Enterprise Core. 2021, you were doing the advanced routing. Now that you have this new position that's, you know, a bit different than what you've been used to and maybe different than traditional network engineering, how are you approaching learning, and what are kind of the next things that you want to go after either with work or outside of that to kind of go with it?
My first priority is to like be competent at my job. So that has taken that has taken the front seat. Last year I really wanted to pass the NRC test, but because of timing and all sorts of things, but mostly like timing, getting a new job, doing a bunch of things in the meantime, you know, I had a chance to take it once. I failed it, and I just could not find the time to like take it immediately after. And I still haven't found that time yet. I'm still turning it over in my head if I want to continue on with it. I know that probably sounds bad. I've had a lot of people say like, just get it done, just do it, take it again. But what was on the test, you know, without saying anything specific, it was just so I feel like I'm going to have to go deeper into several topics that I'm going to have to find the time to, and they're not immediately relevant to my job. And so, I'm way more interested in being competent where I work at the moment. So I would like to say that like getting my CCMP this year is going to happen, and that's a goal, but I'm not actually sure right now, to be honest. I feel like I learned a ton studying for the NRC test. I really do feel like my depth of knowledge in advanced routing concepts really what like it was beneficial. It was not a waste of time. I'm very happy that I studied as much as I did. But I'm trying not to get burnt out on studying. It's really, really hard.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah. It's a slippery slope. I mean, it's easy to do.
Yeah. I get really easily overwhelmed when I'm lacking direction there. And I have a direction, but it's just not something that I don't know. Maybe I'm just burnt out. It was a terrible testing experience, to be honest, with NRC. It was my first like really, really bad testing experience. Both like in the test question wise, but also like just weird environmental things with the testing like environment. So I don't know is the short answer. Like, I don't know what my goals are there. I would like to come back to it, and I know it's better to come back to it soon. I hate to say like I'm giving up. I'm not giving up. It just might take me a little longer to get the CCMP than I originally thought. And I've made my peace with that.
Yeah. And I think you hit it on the head. I mean, your career relevancy in terms of the CCMP has changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't think there's anything to be ashamed about there at all.
Yeah. And now that's not to say that like the CCMP is not relevant, you know, to my job now. It's just different. CCMP, I don't know, that those topics, I learned way more. It felt like, I don't know, studying for Encore and RC together, like it felt like I was back in the CCNA days, like learning so many things for the first time that I had no, could not imagine were out there. I don't know. It helped me structure my learning process, if anything. So we'll see.
I think that's great, like self-evaluation that you're doing there, right? Like as much as you want to do the CCMP, like it's just not in the cards right now. Like you're tackling another huge topic, you know, learning all these new things for your new job. And that absolutely takes priority, right? Like I think work might be upset if you, if you put other things in front of it.
Well, yeah, I'm 100% sure they are very supportive of learning there. And so I were like, I'm going to get the CCMP, they'd be like, hell yeah. But, I'm just more interested in learning the job and the hardware and everything first. So
very cool.
We'll see.
How exciting. Yeah. I can't wait to hear more. If you're allowed to share more at some
point. Yeah.
Yeah. I can share how awesome it. Yeah. I can share a lot of stuff, specifics about the network I can't ever talk about. And there's like a few, you know, there's specific projects I can't talk about, but I can definitely talk a little bit in general and, share some awesome things about Blue with you. But
cool.
I'm just excited that we're about to have our very own resident space internet expert here very soon.
Don't give me too much credit yet. Okay. Like I said, I got to learn a lot of stuff.
But I mean, it's such an exciting journey to start. I mean, let's put time on it again, because my memory is obviously terrible. Year wise, how long have you been in IT now?
Not quite 3 years.
And you just landed this job. I mean, that's incredible.
Exciting. I don't know why they wanted me, but I'm really grateful that they did. All right. So I don't know. I've been so incredibly lucky. I can't even I don't know why. I'm very grateful. This last year, actually, like, even though I didn't get my CCMP like I wanted, like, it still was knocked it out of the freaking park for me. I've actually, you know, at my previous employer, I got a promotion. I started doing a lot more like leadership type things there. I was really happy with what I was doing. And then, you know, space comes out of nowhere and is like, hey, we want you. And that, you know, so that was awesome. A great process to go through, like that's talking incredible. To those guys. Yeah. Learning from them just in the short amount of time I've been there. And last year was bonkers. I cannot believe in 3 years, you know, if you told me in May 2018, when I like quit my job doing some crap for, you know, a nonprofit and not making a whole lot, like if you told me like, hey, in 3 years, you'll be like standing in a rocket factory looking at a rocket and that's your place of employment, like I would have laughed. I would never have believed that in my wildest
dreams. Is this a movie?
Yeah. I mean, it feels like that. Like the tour, you know, I just not that long ago, I'm not in the Seattle area yet, but I will be. And you know, I did my onboarding week there. At their HQ, and I got to see like the rocket factory, and it was just, I don't know. It drove it home.
I want to add on to that, because I don't know if either of you have seen it yet, but my wife and I watched the Don't Look Up movie not too long ago.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I haven't and seen it.
Honestly,
but, yeah.
Honestly, Lexi, at multiple points in that movie, I thought you might have been a supporting writer on that, because some of the given yes. what you're, you know, the adventure you're imagine. Starting and some of the jokes that they wrote into that, I'm like, I wonder.
Yeah, I got it. That was on my list. I really need to watch it soon. It looks like a great movie, but I can imagine. Like, I know what the topic's about. Like, I can imagine what, yeah. Yeah, what you're talking about. Yeah. Shoot. I'm so incredibly privileged and lucky to like be in the position I'm in right now that, you know, I can deal with not having my CCMP right at the moment that I want it. Right. Like, this is honestly, like, this is way better for me. Going into like aerospace and learning all this stuff. And, you know, I won't wax poetic for too long, but like, you'll hear me do that later. But like, to the mission that they have, is like to create a future where millions of people are living and working in space for the betterment of humanity. And that like,
wow.
Yeah. Like having that mission, like in the back of your mind while working on this stuff is just, it's so incredible. It's hard to describe, but it makes such a difference, and it makes me feel really good, about what I'm doing, because I care a lot about our future on Earth and what's going on, and, being able to say like, I am actively working to make it better is, it means a lot to me. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think it says a lot to be personally in line, you know, with your employer's goals. It's only going to help
you
yeah. and in turn the company.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and they have a very noble mission. You know, it starts out in small steps, you know, but we'll get there. And I'm very, very excited to say that, you know, I'm working on a rocket that I hope one day will. Be, you know, up there in space multiple times in space doing stuff productive for humanity. Very, very cool. So
it is cool.
That's enough. You'll hear me talk about it more later. But I'm very happy with my goals from last year that I didn't know I had being fulfilled. And then this year, I'm excited to see what this year brings as well. Could be surprising.
So when the rocket you're working on mm-hmm. launches, are we going to do like a live stream party
where we could do that. Yeah, that
celebrate would be awesome. And watch the rocket launch.
That would be cool. Awesome. Well, you know, Blue Origin will like they will do a live, you know, thing.
Well, yeah.
And so you could watch it. Yeah, like we could have a little viewing party.
Absolutely.
I'm supposed to be there for the launch. Tentatively whenever that happens. So. It'll be cool. Like, hopefully I can be there in person and actually, you know, watch it.
I like
go
where
up.
Manny's head is at. Can you sneak mm-hmm. an A1 banner onto the rocket for me? I'll send you some stickers.
Just, I was going to say, AJ has a ridiculous amount of stickers.
Before launch, I'll just take a sticker and just run up to the New Glenn. Slap it on the Here rocket. You go. I'll do my best, y'all.
Oh my gosh.
No promises.
That's awesome. So as a insider perk to Blue Origin, do you get discounts or free rocket rides?
You know, in my interview, I did ask my manager, I was like, what's the employee discount on space? And he was like, deadpan. He looks at me and he goes, 20%. I don't know if he's serious, but it's like, you know, what's 20% of like $100 million?
Yeah,
I don't
know. Right.
But yeah, it was, I don't know. Well, we get discounts in the store on swag.
And yeah, there you go. Hey, baby steps.
Yeah. I know, you know, getting to look at rocket hardware every day, I consider a pretty big perk. Yeah.
So I spoke ignorantly a few minutes ago. Can you kind of clear up the high level mission? So we know there's the rocket side of it. Does Blue Origin have like a competing like satellite launching as well? Are they part of the broadband game is what I'm trying to get
into. I cannot talk about it. I'm sorry. That's not something I can address. Yeah, I'm really sorry. Specific stuff about projects is not something I'm clear to talk about. I can talk about the rocket I'm working on, how cool it is. And publicly disclosed stuff I can talk about. I'm sorry to just have to like shut you down there.
Fine, I'll read the
news.
I'm
so sorry. anything like publicly disclosed I can talk about, but sure. I can't talk about like future projects and things. But I'll say like they know what they're doing. They have like the future of humanity definitely in mind, and they're like they're ready to fucking go, you know? And I'm very excited about the future.
Hey, A1 fans, AJ here to remind you about NordVPN.com. NordVPN will help secure you wherever you go. I use NordVPN on all my personal devices. Whenever I'm out and about, I just go into the NordVPN app, hit quick connect, and away I go. Nice and secure. Don't have to worry about prying eyes, anybody looking at my connection. If I choose to go work from a coffee shop locally, or you know, even while I'm traveling, if I bring my personal devices, I will use NordVPN to help keep things safe and secure. I'm using NordVPN right now, and there's no degradation in my signal. Everything looks good when you guys watch us on the live streams. So I can't say enough good things about NordVPN. They have some great additional services included with their VPN product. They'll scour the dark web for your credentials and see if they've been involved in any sort of hacks or anything. And then if they have, they'll let you know and you can go change your passwords and do whatever you need to do to help keep yourself safe and secure. They also have a mode that will block any websites or ads known to possess malware, and they just have general ad blocking anyway, because, you know, who wants ads? As I record an ad. Anyway, if you want NordVPN, and you do, go to nordvpn.com/TAONE for the Art of Network Engineering, and you can get a really great deal, 73% off 2 years plus 4 months free. So again, that's 73% off 2 years plus 4 months free of NordVPN. If you forget that URL, just go to nordvpn.com at checkout. You can use the promo code TAONE for the Art of Network Engineering, and we appreciate your support as well as NordVPN support of the Art of Network Engineering podcast. Now back to the show.
So Lexi, I don't think we can let AJ off the hook here.
Yeah, AJ, I mean, you gotta talk.
It's almost an hour. We can let me off. That's fine. Don't have to talk.
What do you think, AJ? What is, I will say that you've had a very high speed last few years as well, career wise and socially. I mean, look at the people you've got to meet, you know. It's been very good, very, very, very good for you, AJ. What does 2022 look like for you?
I hope a whole lot more of the same, honestly. Because it's been a wild ride and I enjoy it quite a bit, and I hope more stuff like this keeps coming my way. I'm super excited about the potential gathering. You know, everything I can possibly cross, I will cross, that we can meet in person again here in April. So we can share some of the details with our listeners. So tentatively speaking, as of right now, we are looking at April 9th in Asheville, North Carolina, at a wonderful place called High Wire Brewing. Hopefully, we will be getting together in person. We hope to meet a whole bunch of listeners, and we are going to invite every single person that's ever been a guest on this show, if they can make it and hang with us. And we hope to record a show and just do a whole bunch of stuff, you know, and I really hope that that happens. It's one of those goals that I really want to do, but it's not really anything that I have any control over whatsoever. So it's hard to put that on.
You mean as far as like people attending, getting there? I mean, you have a date.
People attending. I mean, you know, whatever happens with the world, right? Like we're seeing that the Omicron stuff pop up, that could really stop a whole bunch of stuff for us.
Yeah, that's true. So who
knows? Yeah, I think one of the things that we're trying to be conscious of is other events that are going on. Mm-hmm. So if we see an uptick in-person events across the industry that start getting canceled and that kind of thing, then we're going to have to take a really hard look in the mirror and say, does this make sense? It's just the uncertainty that's just nuts. I mean, we've got this carrot dangling right out in front of us saying, hey, we have a date now. We have a sponsor. We've got the ability to get people together. Can we please? We'll see.
And it's, you know, as much as we have to make the call, the call may be out of our control too, right? Like the venue might say something, the sponsor might say something. Like it just, again, it's one of those things that's completely out of our hands. But, you know, we're going to try like y'all.
You've done what you can now. Yep. And so you just got to hope and pray. Yeah.
That's right.
I would love to go and meet everybody there. So I'm planning on it, just watching the weather as we do. Yeah. Yep. Could always like meet outside or something, you know, on a nice sunny April day. What was the location you said? I know it was Highwire Brewery, but they have several
Asheville, North Carolina.
Asheville. Okay, cool. Yeah. Nice. Yep. All right. Should be nice in April.
We'll see.
Cool.
So outside of that, I'm looking forward to a whole lot more fun stuff we have planned for the podcast and the YouTube channel. We just want to get some really good content out there. Dan and I have started recording a series of YouTube videos we're going to put out where we're just going to show you and teach you how to do stuff. And we're going to kind of make them sequential. So hopefully you can watch them in order and get something out of it. Or they will be bite-sized and can stand on their own as well. So this past week we recorded installing Linux Server for your lab. So you can do who knows what. You can do a million things with Linux in your lab and help you learn stuff. So we're going to start there and see where it goes. So that's fun.
That's an awesome, awesome one. I need to watch that actually. I haven't got around to it, been out of town, but that's something I'm very interested in. So I'll absolutely be watching that a number of times.
As far as personal goals and stuff like that. So I cannot believe how quickly time has passed since I passed my CCNP in 2020. So I'm now at the halfway point, right? Like it's been 18 months. And I have 18 months to figure my shit out and so I can renew this thing so it doesn't expire on me.
You just got
That's where I'm at. I know. It feels like I just got it.
Isn't that crazy?
Now I got to think about renewing it. So there's a couple of different ways that I can do that. And I can do that by taking two additional specialties within the same enterprise track. I can watch a number of training hours and get continuing education credits. Or I can pass another core exam and in a different track, and that will recertify the CCNP. So as of right now, I would like to get a dual NP and get my CCNP data center. And
that's exciting.
I'm going to start that. This was the original plan for last year, but last year work got really crazy. Last year I wanted to do DC Auto and DC Core, and then eventually do Dev Core and get two professional level certs out of it. I've kind of taken a step back and look at my goals altogether. And one of my long-term goals is to get my CCDE. That's always been a goal of mine. I've always loved network design. And so keeping with that design kind of mindset, I decided to change my track for data center to data center design and then the data center core. So I would like to accomplish both of those sometime in the next 18 months in order to renew my CCNP, keep it current.
Badass. Love it.
I know certifications are not always a focus, but in my line of work working for a partner, they certainly are. they're basically required. And so I got to keep them current and keep them coming. So in addition to CCNP, there's also a big emphasis on cloud. And so I will be continuing my AWS journey and looking forward to doing the Solutions Architect Associate exam at some point this coming year. My boss has already talked to me and said, hey, this is something we'd like you to pursue. Because one of the things that we do with our customers are cloud engagements where we, you know, teach them about the cloud, what the cloud can do for them, and at a high level, try to start to architect what moving to the cloud could look like for them and help them go in that direction.
AWS is something I know literally nothing about and had been like just thinking maybe I should take a look at it if I ever have the time. Sounds very interesting.
I can highly recommend the CCP, the Cloud Practitioner Exam, Certified Cloud Practitioner.
Is that like the NA level version of that cert? I kind of get the AWS certifications mixed up.
Yeah, their tracks are kind of sprawling. They have like a DevOps track, Dev Admin, but yeah, like that's kind of like the foundational one, and that goes over like their entire offering. Like all the different things that they offer that you can do in the AWS cloud. So it's very comprehensive and it's a very nice introduction to cloud in general, but you know, specifically AWS.
Okay, cool. Well, good luck. You have some really awesome, ambitious goals. I mean, that's exciting. I can't imagine like, you know, maybe there's like a rhyme and reason to my like not getting my CCNP right away, because then I don't have to try and renew it like immediately. That's terrifying that you only have that much time. That's maybe the most frustrating thing to me is it's not like that you that getting certs is like a part of, you know, the profession, but it's the very little time it feels like in between that you have to renew everything.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I do applaud how they changed it when they changed it in 2020 to add in the continuing education thing.
Yeah.
So you don't feel like you just have to constantly be taking their certifications.
Yeah.
If you want to slow down a little bit and pay. Now, granted, you do have to pay for the courses for the most part. Some of them, Jordan has brought up multiple times, they do have a number of free continuing education credits. Now, they're obviously not as many credits, but they're free. So if you're already close, you took one extra specialty exam or something and you just need X amount more, you can get those for free. But I do like that there's more options now, because I was in the same boat. I feel like, you know, you do this and you just feel like you get done and you want to start studying for the next one. So you don't wait too long. And then it's, you know, you're running out of time. So I do applaud that there's more options for recertification now.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Do you know how that works? Do you take an exam after you take these courses? How does the continuing education actually apply? No, you just need to like.
No, you just have to. So you go through the courses, and it's the Cisco On Demand Learning. So you have to do it through them, and then after each section, there's like a quiz you have to take and get a specific score. And then once you get through the entire course, then you would be eligible for the however many continuing education credits that course is worth.
Awesome. Okay. And then that's really good to know.
The process isn't automatic, right? Just for anybody listening. So if you earn a number of continuing ed credits to meet the renewal, it's not a process that just happens, right? Like, it's not like once you hit it, it automatically renews your cert. It is a path that you can choose to renew your cert. And if that's how you want to renew it, then there's a process you have to kind of engage in order to cash in those continuing education credits in order to renew your cert, because you can use those continuing ed credits for a number of different things. So choosing to use them to renew your cert is totally valid option. And it's just something that you have to basically go to Cisco Learning and say, okay, I've completed the, you know, required number of hours. I'd like to use those to renew my certifications. Something I think it's 40 designate. For an associate level. Yeah. And then maybe 80, I think it's 80 for the professional level.
Yeah. I'm starting to wonder if I accidentally cheated. So
shh, don't
let me
stop.
Let me
don't
hang
say
on.
Anything.
We're recording now, Tim. Hang on.
So I had my NA was set to expire in August of 2021. As I was preparing for Encore, I had gotten the Enterprise Core on-demand learning course. I had gone all the way through it. So I had gotten the certificate of completion, all that, yada, yada. And I had hit a point with Encore where I wasn't going to make it by August. So my NA was going to lapse. I didn't do anything. I didn't even know I could do anything with the continuing ed. I did not know at the time that going through that course would, allow me to get continuing ed. So I never did anything with it. And then I happened to go and look online for my certification tracker, and my NA had re-upped, and I didn't do anything.
But the weird thing
was it didn't re-up like X amount of years. So it was going to expire in August of 21. I went through that course and I went later on to look at my certification tracker, and it had pushed it out to like February of 2022. So it was just a really weird timing thing.
I know what happened. When they were going to change the entire certification program over, it was around the time that this whole pandemic thing started, and okay. all the test centers shut down, because Cisco, like, testing at home has always been a thing, but it was up to the OEM to decide that that was an option that they wanted to allow. And so for Cisco doing the at-home exams, that wasn't an offering that they were choosing to do with Pearson VUE at the time. And so when the pandemic hit and nobody could go take a test and people were complaining, rightly so, that their certifications were about to expire and they needed to renew them, Cisco extended everybody's certification regardless of status another 6 months.
So cool.
Everybody got an automatic 6 month bump on all their certs.
I didn't know where that came from.
Okay. Yep. I'm pretty sure it sounds like, given the August to February kind of timeline, it sounds like
that would make sense. Okay. Yep. Cool. So my NA is still legit. Awesome.
Yep.
Can you now get an NP without an NA? I wanted to say, right?
Yes.
Just like, just like the IE without the MP technically as well.
Yeah. I mean, if you wanted to, you could go take the Encore exam and then schedule a lab for CCIE without getting the NP.
Maybe that's what I'll do. Fuck it.
Yes.
Send it.
I failed the NP. Let's just move up one. Fuck it.
They're doing the mobile lab, the mobile CCIE lab. And I think for a short time you can, they want to test it. So when the mobile lab is coming through your area, you can sign up and get like a free shot at the CCIE lab.
I'm going to do it.
They'll let you.
I'm going to look it up right now. I'm going to do it. And then, cause this is just a joke. Okay. Just prefacing this, but, I've definitely heard people like brag about like in professional situations. I've definitely heard people be like, well, I sat the IE lab, and stuff like that. Like they didn't get the certification, but they just sat for it. I've heard people use that as like a bragging point.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like a, I don't know what, I'm interested in your opinions on that because, like I said, I've only worked like one place and then now Blue Origin. So it's just, I'm not sure about it, but, so then I can just be like, I sat the CCIU lab.
I got the $1,500 lunch, as it's commonly referred to as.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
I love the
only $1,500.
Right. A lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot of people, I have ever seen people before the certifications, changed back in February 2020, the CCIE written was its own exam. If you did the CCNP, the three exams to get your NP, and then there was the CCIE written. I saw people like on LinkedIn and stuff like that would claim themselves to be CCIE written. Because they had their NP and then they took their CCIE written exam and they passed it, but they just hadn't yet taken the lab.
So they were
CCIE written. It's like, do you have your numbers yet? I mean, I don't think that counts.
Yeah. I will say, AJ, that's one thing that I'm really glad also that how they changed the curriculum. So I hadn't thought about starting my CCMP journey before they changed the curriculum. So at least now you pass the enterprise core or you pass one of the specialties, at least you get a specialist designation. I couldn't imagine going through the previous CCMP route switch and getting one or two into it and how much work that was. And you technically don't have anything on paper to show for it. That would drive me nuts.
It happened. I passed my switch exam. I tried like hell to pass route and T-shoot before the changeover. And then the changeover happened. It's like, well, this counts for nothing.
Man.
Duh.
It's never nothing.
I think that's exactly why they changed the program, right? Because, to prevent that stuff from happening in the future.
I mean, it's discouraging in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. Those exams were a beast, man. Oh my gosh. The T-shoot exam was fun. It's like a choose your own adventure. Like, you're given a scenario. It's the same scenario every time, right? Like you have a host here and you've got like a web server in the network and then something in between those two breaks, right? And you got to figure it out. And you can go look through the console. You can do almost whatever. You can't make any changes, but you can go look at stuff. And then they start out with, where do you think the problem lies? And then you start clicking on like node names and then it goes to the next question. Okay, what layer is the problem? What technology is the issue? And then like it'll get down to like one of the last two questions and it will actually show you like command stanzas, like which one of these will fix the problem? And so there's options. It's like a whole tree for every single option. So there's no way that you could sit there and just click through every single possibility and look at like which command stanza would fix the issue.
All right. Having taken an RC recently, I'm so angry that I would want to take T-shoot. That sounds really fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It was definitely.
The RC test did not live up to that.
See, I had heard time and time again that that was when it came time for people to recertify their NP route switch.
That was the one.
That was like everybody I talked to, that was their go-to exam to recert, was that T-shoot exam.
Yeah, at the same time, I think it was one of the tougher ones because, you know, instead of being 65 questions, it was only like 20 or 24. So getting one wrong there was a lot more points off than the regular, you know, 65 question exam.
But it took into account like the time it would take, right? To, you know, think about things and analyze the data you have.
Yep.
Cool. I'm pretty jealous.
Hopefully they'll bring back Sims to future exams.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Sounds like an exciting 2022, AJ. I'm glad we get to be a part of it. I'm glad we're part of some of your goals.
Of course.
I don't know if I can live up to that, but hey, it's your goal, not mine.
Well, when it doesn't come through at the end of the year, I'm going to blame you, Tim. No,
there you go.
No one to blame but myself. Yeah. I mean, there's lots of other little things, personal goals layered in between there. I found that with like the holiday season and the time off, I'm like picking up my phone, playing stupid games and not doing other things. And there's part of me that's just like, you know what? I need to unwind. And then I think it's gotten to a point where it's like, okay, I really need to stop doing this and like go do something more productive. Like, so there's stuff like that.
Happy medium with unwinding, I guess.
Yeah.
Versus being productive.
I'm finding that for unwinding, I enjoy like recording content. And I mean that like this here is so much more unwinding for me than, you know, anything else that I do to unwind. So, awesome. And it's nice because it's productive too.
I was going to say, you get a sense of accomplishment out of it too.
Yeah. That's what streaming studying does for me. It gives me a little bit of unwinding, but I'm productive at the same time. Absolutely. Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of streaming, when are you going to be back streaming again? I know you were traveling last week, actually.
Thanks for asking. Yeah. So today, it'll be Monday this week. I don't know when this is going to be released, but Monday the 10th this week, very soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll just keep going.
Wednesday the 12th, I think.
Okay.
Like Monday's the 10th. Wednesday's
so I'll have already streamed by the time people listen to this, but that's cool because the day after this is released, I will also be streaming the next Thursday night. So,
and I know that you take all of your Twitch streams after they have viewed and you upload them to your YouTube channel.
I do.
And you are a featured YouTube channel on our YouTube channel. So if you go to our YouTube channel, you can subscribe to us and then you can look at the featured channels list and you will see Track It Pacer in there as well. And then you click
Thank
through,
you so much.
Watch her recorded live streams and subscribe to her channel as well.
I very much appreciate that. Thank you.
Of course. All connected. Okay. It's all connected.
Now I got to go run to my YouTube channel, get my shit together.
you can add that to your goals for 2022.
Yeah, there you go. Actually, yeah, I can. I'll want to maybe upload a few more videos and do more regular live streaming. I think that was a goal that I had like in the back of my head, which is why I'm doing this now with Ethernet, learning about that. We'll see if I get sued by somebody for like reading their book out loud on a Twitch stream. Sorry. I'll figure it out.
I wonder. So does Blue Origin know that you do all the live streaming and stuff like that? Has that been like part of the conversation?
I mean, my team, my man, actually, I don't know explicitly that some people on my team do. And that was, I think that is how they originally found me. Is from my study live streams.
Okay.
So it's not a secret. They're aware. I think it's fine because, you know, first of all, I don't really talk about Blue Origin like in detail or anything there, but also, you know, it's just me learning, right? There's nothing wrong with learning. It's a little bit of cussing, you know, interspersed, getting angry at things. But yeah.
Well, I think it would be to their benefit if they worked with you and did like a Blue Origin live stream of you like doing a factory tour or something like that, right?
You know, oh man, I need to get, so the factory tour is so cool. But I have to get familiar with all the things, because, you know, there's things that like people can't see yet, you know?
Oh, sure. Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, so it's very interesting because the Rocket Factory, you can do, you can bring your friends and family in for a tour, but you have to, I think you have to stay in like a certain path and stuff. So yeah, that, you know, that would be really neat. But I'm they have very strict requirements with like that. Filming. Yeah. I'm not sure about the filming thing, you know, but they are aware of like my participation in this podcast as well. And my live stream. So we'll ratchet it up slowly. First, I got to be good at my job, right?
Well, a big thank you to all the folks at Blue Origin listening.
Yeah, thanks.
Lexi, I've been doing what I do for over 10 years now. I don't know that I've hit good yet, so good luck to you.
Okay, that's what humble people who are really good at their jobs say, so whatever, Tim. I'm not taking your word.
I'll let you text my boss, and you can tell him that if that's
cool. All right, I'll bet it. Yeah, no, I really would like to, you know, talk a lot about how wonderful the job is. I mean, it has been an amazing experience so far. And like I said, like their mission is just so, so good and pure. And it resonates with me so much that I am excited to grow in that role and, you know, talk about my experience with them more. So, yeah.
Exciting. Well, we can't wait to hear more about it. As you can share, of course, we won't want you to share anything you shouldn't share, right?
Of course, yeah.
Just like the NDAs we all sign for the certification exams, can't talk about certain things.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I have a lot of facts that I can give you about certain rockets that, you know, have launched or will launch. I have some approved talking points, and you know, I can tell you generally what my like role is, but we can get into that later. This is, you know,
yes, we spend a whole podcast episode astro nerding out. That would be fantastic. I love doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, AJ, you should probably get going on our A1 NDA, you know, because we got a boatload of trade secrets here.
Well, we do have a boatload of amazing guests lined up for this first quarter of 2022. I'm very excited about. We have some great content. If you want to join us and listen on the live streams, you can go to patreon.com/artofneteng. I want a big thank you to the Patreons that joined us this afternoon. This was a bit of an impromptu recording, but we still got a great turnout and lots of great questions and interactions with our Patreon family. So thank you so much for joining us. And if you're just looking to support us in general, you can follow us on Twitter, anywhere you find the podcast. You can like, subscribe, you know, smash that bell icon, make sure you get notified of all of our future episodes, all that good stuff. All that mojo really helps the content creator. So, and we really appreciate everybody's support. Last year was an amazing year. Last year alone, we got over 200,000 downloads of the podcast. We are days away from hitting a quarter of a million downloads. It's only 250,000, but it sounds a lot better when you say quarter of a million. That's awesome. So it's really, really amazing the growth that this thing has seen in a very short period of time. And we are super appreciative of that and thank all of our listeners for supporting everything that we do here on the podcast and on the YouTube channel. And that's what keeps us motivated to continue this train going. So thank you so much. Any last minute words of wisdom before we check out of here?
Nothing big for me. Lexi, thanks for joining us. Absolutely. Not only minute, but thank just in general. Me. I mean, you're the perspective that you bring to the show is awesome, and we know everybody loves it. So thank you.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me. It's always a blast hanging out with you guys. So anytime. Yeah.
Careful. We'll keep calling you.
Yep.
Well, I'll counter you with be careful what you wish for. You
know. I love it. Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Lexi. Thank you so much, Tim, and everybody listening. We'll catch you next week on another episode of the Art of Network Engineering podcast.
Bye. Hope your 2022 doesn't suck.
Hey, everyone. This is AJ. If you like what you heard today, then make sure you subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcatcher. Smash that bell icon to get notified of all of our future episodes. Also, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We are at Art of Net Eng. That's Art of NETENG. You can also find us on the web at artofnetworkengineering.com, where we post all of our show notes. You can read blog articles from the co-hosts and guests, and also a lot more news and info from the networking world. Thanks for listening.